America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Hello, America. Welcome to America's Healthcare Advocate Show, broadcasting coast to coast across the USA here on the HI Radio Network. You can find out more about us by going to the website, americashealthcareadvocate.com. My producer behind the cameras today, Mr. Dave Thiessen, who does a great job of editing all these, posting all these on our YouTube platform with over 450,000 views now. Thank you to everybody in this audience and our 15 podcast channels. So if there's a podcast channel out there, we're probably on it. Everything from Rumble to Spotify to Odyssey to iHeartRadio, we're on it. So if you want to listen to us on a podcast or tell somebody about it, go up on any of the podcast channels and you'll find us up there. In addition to that, I want to give a shout out today to KFPW AM, 1230 AM in Fort Smith, Arkansas, Little Rock, Arkansas. I'm seeing Darren Wilhite over here smile a little bit because Arkansas is his home. That's where he grew up, okay? So anyway, once again, hello all the folks over at KFPW AM 1230, Fort Smith, Little Rock, Arkansas. Glad to have you as one of our affiliates, and thank you for airing our show. All right, if you are looking for help with Medicare or ACA, the lovely Carolee Steele can always be contacted, and today she's right here.
Hello, Carrie. How are you? Good morning.
Welcome back.
Thank you. Love coming over here.
So this is our annual Medicare and ACA show. We're combining both topics today. So we get all this done and get it out there. We're going to talk about open enrollment for ACA, open enrollment for Medicare. We're going to talk about all the moving parts in Medicare this year, carriers that are out, carriers that are in, what's happening with the plans. We'll get into all that. And with Carolee Steele here, she is a certified Medicare expert and an ACA expert. She's been doing this for quite a while, even though she looked like she just got out of high school. She's really been doing this for quite a while. So very happy to have her in here with us today to go over this and disseminate this information to you. If you want help, either for Medicare or ACA, 877-385-2224. That's the number at RPS Benefits by Design, where you will find Carolee Steele. Also, if you are looking for group health insurance, Maria Ahlers over at RPS Benefits by Design is an expert at it. She's been doing it for over 20-some years, and she can certainly help you if you're an employer looking for help. If you've got 1099 employees and you don't know what to do with them, Maria's got a solution to that. You might want to give her a call and ask about it, 877-385-2224. Let's jump in. Open enrollment for Medicare begins on October 15th.
Correct.
Runs through December 7th.
December 7th, correct.
Okay, that's a short window.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if they miss that, what happens, Carolee?
Then they are stuck with the plan that they have. If they have a Medicare Advantage plan, you can move one time during an OEP, but, you know, it's good to just get everything done between October 15th and December 7th.
So I remember back in the day, people would procrastinate like this, and then we'd get hundreds of apps in the last 2 or 3 days. And then here's the problem. If the carrier's websites break down and you can't submit, then you got a bigger problem. So we would always urge people, take the time to do it now.
Correct. And we do have a lot of people that are actually reaching out a little bit early this year. And then, but people always will wait until, you know, December 5th, 6th, 7th. And there's a lot of times that, especially this year, with all the things that are happening in the market, it is imperative to be able to walk through the situation with someone who knows Medicare.
So let's talk about that. First of all, we've got a big event here in Kansas City, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City, with Drew from the Medicare Advantage market. So that leaves who now?
That leaves Aetna, United Healthcare, Humana, Cigna, if you want to go to the Advantage plan. But I'm glad you brought that up, because every Medicare Advantage plan holder with Blue Cross had the opportunity, because they are involuntarily losing their coverage, they are able to go to a Medicare supplement guaranteed issue. That means no health questions, if they desire to go back.
Okay, so this is really important. I didn't even know that they'd made that decision. So this is a qualifying event. So Medicare supplements are underwritten, just so you know. During the window that you're eligible to go into Medicare, they're not under it. You have a one-time shot. But if you miss that and you went on to Medicare Advantage, now 2 years later, you want to move to MedSup, you're going to get medically underwritten. That's right. The way it works. Well, what's happening here, and this is big news from Carol Lee, is that Blue Cross is, they're waiving all that. And they're saying you can come on to a MedSup regardless of your health, et cetera, and have coverage. And let me tell you something. Loya and I have been on a MedSup at Blue Cross and Blue Shield since we turned 65. I'm 75 right now. My wife has had a broken leg. She's had heart surgery, a host of issues. We have paid nothing, not a dime. Okay, we are on the Plan F. It's the old plan. It's not available anymore. But it has been amazing for us. Okay, so talk a little bit about the MedSup, because I personally, you couldn't put me on a Medicare Advantage plan just because there's no network under MedSup. You can go anywhere you want to go. So if she needed to go, in Lori's case, we had to go to Wash U down in St. Louis for a specific heart specialist. It was like, we were covered because it's Medicare. Anyone that takes Medicare.
That's the biggest, I think, benefit of it is any doctor, any hospital, anywhere, as long as they take Medicare. If Medicare pays for the service you're having, the MedSup must pay as well. Right now, you're on an F because you turned 65 before 2020. Now, there's the top kind of is a G. The only thing that you're going to be responsible for is the B deductible. This year is $240. Yeah. Next year, maybe $257. I think they haven't determined that yet.
Yeah.
But that's your only medical outlay is whatever the B deductible is. However, that comes with a premium. And the premium depends on zip code, date of birth. Absolutely age. And so if you can swing that and you need the flexibility of being able to go to any doctor, any hospital, anywhere, that then their Medicare supplement, you're able to get onto it this year, guaranteed issue.
Yeah, you know, the Medicare Advantage plans are great for people that really need that kind of a plan, a zero premium plan. They're on a fixed income. They can't afford to do something else. But if you can afford a MedSup, I will tell you, you will never get Laura and I off of our MedSup with Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City. It's been amazing. We've used it countless times, and it works exceptionally well. You do have to buy a standalone D, because D is not included like it is on those Medicare Advantage plans. But regardless of that, overall, I think it's far superior to the Med Advantage. That's why I never went on a Medicare Advantage plan to start with. So let's go back and talk now about the carriers that are remaining in the Med Advantage market a little bit. And so who, you said Cigna, Aetna, Humana, those are the three
United
big
Healthcare.
Ones. United is the biggest one.
Yeah, United
let's
the
talk. So
one.
What are their offerings looking like? Are there more out of pockets this year? Are they still offering zero premium? Or are they pushing up the numbers?
Zero premium most. And just to back up to the little with the supplement, I mean, some people, it's kind of a 50-50. Some people love the way the Advantage plan works. Some people love the way a supplement works. It's not like it was in previous years, okay? They are zero premiums, but they are not like Blue Cross, like kind of had a little bit of everything. Now it's a lot of them have a drug deductible for tier 3, 4, and 5 drugs. That's like what you see on TV. Eliquis, Ozempic, on all of those too. The government has come out with, I don't know if everybody recognize a coverage gap, donut hole. Somebody that you know always knows what a donut hole is. That has been eliminated for 2025. However, and it's a $2,000 max that the member would be responsible for as far as their medications, okay? So from there, they kind of had to spread the love around. So a lot of the Medicare Advantage plans have kind of pulled back some of their little extra benefits. Mm-hmm. They've sometimes, like I said, put a drug deductible on certain, drugs. And so it's almost imperative that you go to someone who is educated so that they can kind of look to see with your particular situation. Not a one-size-fits-all this year, Carrie.
Yeah, it does not. And when we come back to the break, we will talk more about that. We're also going to talk about all those annoying phone calls you're getting, because I'm getting them, okay, from people who just want to help you with your Medicare choice. The same people that you see on television. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after the break. You're listening to America's Healthcare Advocate, broadcasting here on the HIE Radio Network. Coast to coast across the USA. If you want to connect with Carol Lee, I don't care where you are, in the country. She can help you. 877-385-2224. 877-385-2224. Or the website rpsbenefitsbydesigninc.com. We'll be right back.
The Golden Rule. Treat others as you want to be treated. I'm Steve Keeker, and this is one of the founding principles of my firm, Senior Care Consulting. Since 2002, our value statement has included honor our mother and father, respect our elders, care for those in need, and treat your family as our own. We've been honored to help hundreds of families make one of the most difficult decisions they could ever make, serving them in their greatest time of need. If you're looking for someone who can provide you experienced and objective guidance when searching for a senior care community, reach out today and discover the services of Senior Care Consulting at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800. Know your options and choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to America's Healthcare Advocate, broadcasting coast to coast across the USA here on the EHI Radio Network. This is our annual show on Medicare and ACA, trying to bring you up to speed on everything that's going on with Medicare across the country and also here in the Kansas City metro. So if you're eligible, maybe you've lost your plan. Maybe you might be in Alabama, you might be in Mississippi, you might be in Ohio. Wherever you may be, if you're having struggles, problems finding an ACA plan or finding a Medicare plan, please call Carol Lee at 877-385-2224, 877-385-2224, or their website, rpsbenefitsbydesigninc.com. They'll be happy to chat with you and help you. All right, so let's talk about this. You got United, you got Cigna, and you got Aetna, and they've all pulled their benefits in. You're not seeing the generous benefits you've seen for the last 2 years on the ancillary side.
Correct.
So those vision things, those dental things, like Blue Cross had a thing called Blue Cash. Aetna's had the over-the-counter money for over-the-counter medications, meals at home if you need it, transportation. A lot of that stuff's been pulled back, and it's been pulled back because CMS came down and started squeezing the carriers with more regs, and then the funding was cut back by
3%.
Right. Now, there was pushback on that, and that so then the Biden administration decided to only cut it back 1% over 3 years. Now, I don't know if President Trump's going to restore that back to where it was, or has that even been addressed. But the point is, the reason that you're seeing this is the carriers are reacting to what CMS did, just so you understand, because everybody likes to stand up and throw rocks at the carriers, and I'm no apologist for the insurance industry, but you need to understand what's going on, not what you think you're hearing. What's going on is that CMS, Center for Medicaid and Medicare Service, changed the regs, squeezed down what the reimbursements were going to be, and cut it back by 3%. And they're doing it 1% a year for 3 years, if it stands. I don't know if it'll stand when Trump takes office, but it's definitely an issue. So that changes the landscape.
Correct.
How you said, this deductible in front of the medications. A lot of the ways that cost controls are going into play is these formularies. Mm-hmm. So talk a little bit about what's going on with the formularies, United, Aetna, and Humana.
All of them, well, Humana is not on some, but all of them now, because there is a limit to $2,000 of what the members can pay and the lack of reimbursement from the government, then they ended up having the tier 3, 4, and 5. Like we said, generics, preferred generics, they're still going to be zero. The other ones have drug deductibles. So can be anywhere from $590 down to $340. And that's what you would owe prior to the carrier picking up anything going to, like, you know, any type of the copays for any of those 3, 4, and 5 drugs.
So you mentioned a couple. So Humira, I'm assuming beyond that list.
Eliquis,
Eliquis, Ozempic, Wegovy. Those are all going to be on that list where you're going to pay. And understand where this is coming from. Because the reimbursements are cut back, the carriers are cost shifting over to the members. That's the way it works, people. Just so you understand how it functions. And that's one of the areas on the Medicare Advantage plan. You keep in mind that the Part D prescription drug is inside the plan. So you don't pay a separate premium for that, which you do with MedSup, because you have to have a separate Part D prescription drug plan. So you don't with the Med Advantage. And that, it's important to understand that there's been a lot of changes there. This is why I'm telling you, okay, you need to talk to an expert like the people over at RPS Benefits by Design, because you need somebody to walk through this stuff with you. When we walked in studio today, Carol Lee was talking to Dave about his formulary and what they're going to have to do to change his plan, because he was on a Blue Cross plan. So these people that you see on television, these random calls from these people, and if you're getting these calls, you know that half these people you're hearing on the phone on the other end can't even speak clear English. They're off in a call center someplace, trying to do this, and it begs the question, how are they even licensed to do it? They certainly aren't the experts that I'm sitting here talking to at RPS Benefits by Design today. So if you want to trust those people, you go ahead. I don't think it's a really good idea, okay? I think you're much better off going to a real certified Medicare expert. And talk a little bit about that, because you go through training every year. Yes. It's 21 hours?
It's probably more than 40 hours, and then we have to pass with a 90% or above. And just so you know, though, we have a team of people that can help you, and people are not supposed to actually call you. They're not allowed to. We as brokers must get permission from our Medicare people to be able to speak about Medicare. So they're not supposed to call you. They can't. I've had people who had people come to their door.
Okay, but they can call you when they want.
There's absolutely.
Not, okay, just want to be clear on this. What she's saying is you're not supposed to go out and solicit. Mm-hmm. And this is interesting. So they do 40 hours of training, and the test they have to pass for 90%. But you will see that you can go up on the CMS.gov website and you can sign up yourself. Seriously, then why do you have to go through 40 hours of training if you've been doing this for 10 or 15 years every year and still pass the test with 90%? Because it's complicated, people. It's complicated, okay? And it's very easy to get in trouble. And we've had a number of people on this show who've been victims of trying to go to the healthcare.gov or the CMS website, bought something, and regretted it after they did it because they didn't know what they were buying. And I'm telling you, these TV ads and the unbelievable amount of phone calls that are coming in right now, I'm getting 8 to 10 of these calls a day, okay? So do not talk to these people. Do not, because they are not experts, and they're basically out there in these call centers grinding through people so they can get people signed up for these plans. They're not doing what's in your best interest.
Especially here in the KC Metro.
They do it every year. It never fails, okay? But a word of caution to you when you're out there, because it's definitely an issue. Yeah. So when we come back to the break, we're going to talk a little bit about the SNP program, that's special needs, that's available this year. We can talk a little bit about that, and then wrap it up on Medicare, and then we'll start talking about ACA and open enrollment for Obamacare.
Perfect.
Which starts November 15th, right?
November 1st.
See, there we go.
To December 15th.
Yeah, I stand corrected.
Every person who is on a Blue Cross Medicare Advantage plan, they have an extended open enrollment season. Theirs can go to the 31st. Now, don't wait that long, but if you wake up on the 8th and you're like, oh my gosh, I hadn't been able to get a hold of anyone, they have till December 31 to be able to move to a plan for January 1st.
Okay, I didn't know that. So the Blue Cross Blue Shield here in the Kansas City Metro, they withdrew from the market, that you have till December 31st. So you have a little longer to do this. Nonetheless, 877-385-2224. You want to talk to the experts at RPS Benefits by Design, like Carol Lee Steele. They are happy to help you. The website, RPS Benefits by Design, Inc.com. We'll be right back after the break. You're listening to America's Healthcare Advocate, broadcasting coast to coast across the USA. Welcome back. You're listening to America's Healthcare Advocate Show, broadcasting coast to coast across the USA here on the HI Radio Network. This is our annual Medicare and ACA show. In studio with me, Carol Lee Steele. She is a certified Medicare expert and a certified ACA expert. You heard her say in the last segment, 40 hours a year of retraining to be able to do this. This is not something you should really do on your own. I'm just telling you. But not if you, when you've got an expert that's been doing this for 15 years and she has to go through 40 hours of training every year and pass a test with a 90, that should tell you something about the complexity of this and how difficult it is to do. So you want an objective opinion about what's best for you? 877-385-2224, 877-385-2224, or rpsbenefitsbydesigninc.com. All right, so a lot of changes this year. Size 44 overcoat, as I always like to say, doesn't fit everybody. Explain why and what's going on.
Well, because of the changes, lack of reimbursement from the government, the donut hole being eliminated, not every plan has everything. So, for instance, there's a United Healthcare plan that has $3,000 of dental, but it's also got higher copays, higher hospital copays, higher out-of-pocket. So if you're okay with that, then you can have $3,000. On another one, they have lower copays, lower, you know, to the specialist and out-of-pocket. But then there's only two oral exams and cleanings for the year. That's all. So you have to kind of think, where do I lie as far as what's important to me? So I always say, what are your non-negotiables? What are your non-negotiable doctors? You know, what meds and what do you have to have going into 2025? Then we can kind of put everything in. And by the way, to piggyback on your training thing, we also have to go through training for every carrier that we're appointed with top of what we have to do for CMS.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there are a lot of moving parts this year.
Correct.
You just gave a classic example of that's not something you're going to know on your own out there. It is something you'll know if you sit down with an expert and go through it. So I like the way you did that. You said you're going to find out what their non-negotiables are and you're going to back into the plan. Okay, right. So now we know you absolutely have to have, we'll say here in Kansas City, St. Luke's Health System in the plan, or you absolutely have to have KU. All right, well, which plans are going to allow you to do that? Not all of them are the same. They have different networks, different opportunities. The other part is the formularies, which we talked about a minute ago. They're different.
They're very different. And one of the Humana has a couple of plans that don't have a drug deductible for the higher tiers, but they have a medical deductible. So then you have to come up with that money before you ever, you know, they pay anything on the hospital and such like that. So it's a give and take this year. It's not, you know, a one size fits all. And that's where you really need to be educated to know.
So what's happening is the carriers are trying to recover their cost in ways that they haven't had to before because CMS cut the reimbursements. That's really what it comes down to. The other thing that's interesting about this is Medicare Advantage enrollment exceeded original Medicare enrollment for the first time last year. So what I'm saying is there are more people on Med Advantage than there are on Medicare. So this thing is hugely popular. But you need to be careful because there have been a lot of adjustments to us this year, and that's what we're trying to explain so you understand how it works and what's to your benefit and what's not. Let's shift gears a minute because this is a piece that gets overlooked often. They're called SNP programs. What are SNP programs?
They're special needs programs for people who are a DSNP, dual eligible, people who have Medicare and Medicaid. We also have CSNPs, which are chronic, so people who are, you know, ill, and then institutional. But mainly what we have seen are the DSNPs. So people who are eligible for Medicare and Medicaid have quite a bit of robust benefits on those DSNP plans. So that's what, you know, it's a very good benefit. Huge dental, huge, you know, over-the-counter things, and even food allowances sometimes.
So let's talk about the CSNP plans. They deal with chronic illness. If you're a type 1 diabetic, if you're a heart attack patient, mm-hmm. you know, if there are certain medical conditions that allow you to qualify, including if you're institutionalized in a nursing home, you can qualify. So if you've got a loved one out there, you're one of these people in the sandwich generation, you've got a loved one in a nursing home or a loved one who's type 1 diabetic or experienced one of these chronic diseases like heart failure, whatever the case may be, you can qualify for these plans. And the benefits are very, very rich, right?
Robust, so extremely.
Talk about that a little bit.
So they can have $3,000 to $4,000 in dental. They can have, you know, grocery benefit. They just have so many huge benefits that are far superior to your just average Medicare Advantage plan. Also, VA, because I had a couple that, you know, he gets a lot of things through VA, et cetera, but he wanted to get onto a Medicare Advantage plan. So in case he had to go around the block to a primary care physician. But a lot of the plans, the Honor, the Patriot, any of those VA, speaking of that, being veterans, the VA, they get a kickback or a give back from their Part B. So he had a lot of things covered, and so he gets like $75 to give back to his Part B, which reduces that premium and increases his Social Security.
So what we're saying is you can keep your VA benefits and get a Medicare Advantage plan. That's why these plans are called the Honor Plans. There's a whole series of names for them. Different carriers have them. They allow you to stay on the VA and use the prescription drug portion of the VA, which is free. You don't pay for it. I'm a VA card-carrying guy. It's free if you use it. I don't use it, but a lot of people obviously do. You can keep the VA drug benefits and simultaneously go on a Med Advantage so you have care outside of the VA if you choose to do it. So it's a big deal. And a lot of people don't know that's out there. So there's three of these programs you need to know about. The C-SNP program for people with chronic illness that can qualify if they are institutionalized, if they have type 1 diabetes, heart failure, if they're on dialysis, whatever the case may be, they can qualify for one of those programs. There are no out-of-pockets. They're great. They don't cost them anything, and there are no out-of-pockets on
the D-SNPs.
Correct. And on the C-SNP. So that's important to know, and those are opportunities. But you're not going to know about that if you don't talk to somebody like Carol Lee Steele. 877-385-2224. She is happy to help you along with all the folks over at RPS BBDI. All right, let's switch gears. We got the rest of this segment. Next segment, talk about ACA. Open enrollment for ACA started November 1st. Okay, and rolls through what?
And December 15th for a January effective date.
However, in the last 2 years, the Biden administration has extended the deadline into January for February enrollments. We don't know that that's going to happen. I have every reason to believe it will be. I can't imagine President Biden wouldn't do it again like he has done in the past. But you could be cut off on December 15th if you haven't enrolled. So there's a lot of moving parts in ACA.
Lots of moving.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about that and the different carriers and what they're doing and what you need to know out there. Have subsidies gone up again this year?
A little bit.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right. But I think it really depends on, you know, where you live, how many are in your taxable household, and then what your gross income is. And that determines what your subsidy is. It's monies that the government gives to the carrier on your behalf for part of the premium.
So why does where you live have anything to do with it?
You know, it's definitely state driven, and you know, it absolutely zip code, date of birth, all of those. Yeah.
Okay, so you would get a different reimbursement from Kansas versus if you're in Missouri.
Correct. And the fact that it is, you know, it isn't just like, well, how much would I get? Well, it depends if you're 25. 45, 62, you know, the reimbursements are completely different. So we would have to know what is your, I had a woman come in and she's like, well, this is all I make. And I said, no, it's your taxable household. So that's where we come into play is look at those.
And that means husband and wife bringing in income.
Whoever you file, if you claim someone, then it's a taxable, let's say you have two kids, claim it's a taxable household of four. Because you claim two people and it's the income over four. So it makes a huge difference how you put everything in to be able to get that correct subsidy.
And this is, I urge you, please, you know, we had a young lady come on this show some time ago who, very bright lady. She was a smoke jumper for the National Forest Administration. And she got pregnant. She went out and signed up for health insurance online at healthcare.gov with one of the navigators who navigated her right into the middle of hell, okay, because she went back to change from her maiden name to her married name, yep. And they canceled the plan on her because they didn't know what they were doing. It took us 6 months,
yes.
6 months, with the help of Andrew Bacono over at Channel 9 for us to raise enough sand about this to get them to reinstate her plan. And then they wanted her to pay the back premium. So, again, you're much better off using somebody like an expert like Carol Lee Steele and the folks at RPS Benefits by Design. Number one, they'll find out what your subsidy is. Number two, they'll tell you how to qualify for it. Number three, they help you do the paperwork. We'll be right back after the break. You're listening to America's Healthcare Advocate, broadcasting on the HIA Radio Network, coast to coast across the USA. Stay tuned. We're going to wrap it up in a minute. Welcome back. You're listening to America's Healthcare Advocate Show, broadcasting coast to coast across the USA. You can find out more about us by going to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com. All these shows are posted on our YouTube platform and all 15 podcast platforms. So if you're listening to this, maybe you want to tell you, maybe you've got a parent that has got a chronic disease and they could do the C-SNP program, or maybe they qualify for the S-SNP program. So to that point, about this being complicated, you told a story when we were on break. Tell that story. It's a pretty good story.
He was an engineer. He built bridges.
Okay, that's a pretty smart guy.
It's a smart guy. He was delightful. And so we talked about all of this, and he goes, there are so many moving parts. And he goes, there's no way I could figure this out on my own. He goes, I feel pretty intelligent. I go, you are. You go build the bridges. I'll take care of Medicare. So he was great, yeah. But he just thought, there's so many moving parts. And here's the problem. If you pivot incorrectly, you can really have... And I always say, you know, finances and health is right underneath God and family. And that's the responsibility that is on their shoulders, is to get this right.
Yeah, and the problem is if you go into an ACA or a Medicare Advantage or another plan, and then you decide you don't like it, you're stuck. You're not getting out, okay, until the next year when open enrollment happens again. So that's why doing it the first time the right way, so that it doesn't wind up costing you money and making your life difficult because, I didn't know that hospital wasn't in the...
Right.
You know, I always tell the story when you get these people on the phone and you tell them, they call you about Medicare. So can you tell me the hospitals are in network on the other side of the river? And then they come back to you and go, what river? Mm-hmm. You know you're talking to somebody sitting in a call center in Guatemala, okay, that doesn't know beans from apple butter about what they're supposed to know, which is the networks, the doctors, the hospitals, what's available. And I personally don't think it's a good idea to trust your outcomes to people like that that really don't know anything. You sit in these call centers and churn through calls looking for people to hook and then get bring to the table and get them to sign up for these plans. It's just not done the right way.
No, and I even educated, seasoned people still have to pay attention to everything that is changing. So we have to be up on everything, and we still have to, you know, go to the carrier or go to somewhere to make sure that what we are saying is absolutely correct. And that's why. But piggyback on that, you know, you said something about the D-SNPs, Medicare, Medicaid. A lot of people don't know.
Even exist.
Well, and they go, well, I've already got Medicare, Medicaid. I don't really need that. And I thought, you are leaving so many amazing benefits the table.
Yeah.
And that's why, you know, we know those things that we can assist with them. And they need them, especially the D-SNP people.
They really do, because, again, you don't know what you don't know. And that's the key part here. So you know, as we come to a close on the show today, then what you know, first of all, we've got all the folks out there that are on these Blue Cross plans here in the Kansas City Metro. I think there are 35,000 of them or something. Obviously, they're going to need help. So they can call you. Okay, and you're more than happy to help them with any...
And if I can't, which my bandwidth is pretty tight right now, sure. Thank you, Dave. But we have a team of people that are just as educated and just as knowledgeable where we can have them go over the plan options.
The point is, if you need that help, you can get it at RPS. Right. And here's the thing. They're carrier agnostic. It doesn't matter. You know, if you think United plan fits better and you sit down with one of the RPS BBDI people and they show, you know what, this formula gives you exactly what you want. You have the benefits here that are ancillary, they look pretty good for you. Dental, vision, et cetera, okay? Maybe it's the Aetna plan, or maybe it's a Humana plan with access to their walk-in clinics. They've got their own clinics. So, you know, maybe, but you don't know those things if you don't sit down with somebody that really knows what they're doing.
And bottom line, we really take care of people. I mean, that's our whole goal, is to take care of people, not to put a number on the board, but we truly take care of people. Some people love the way the Advantage plans work, and that's why we pivot and get them something that fits them. Some people love the supplement, and then we kind of address that. But we definitely need to go over, like I said, the non-negotiables, what is important to them so that we can take good care of them.
Yeah, because again, you don't know what you don't know, and you don't want to make a mistake and do something that's going to wind up costing you money, okay, and not giving you the kind of coverage that you want when you have a situation. Here's the other thing. You know, we used to have a commercial back in the day when I ran Benefits by Design, and it said, you can call the 1-800-I-don't-give-a-damn number at the carrier, or you can call us. Well, the reason I made that commercial was people would call these carriers up and go through, you know, 5 or 6 or 7 voice prompts and try to get somebody to help them with a claims issue or provider issue, and they couldn't get it. And they were very frustrated and very angry. And so we would tell our clients up front, don't call the carrier. Call us. You're telling them the same thing, right, Carol Lee?
Well, and I always say, with us being an agent of record, we can kind of do something with the carrier on their behalf. Where, you know, if somebody has a, I had a guy that had a knee replacement. I think we talked about that before. And, you know, they were saying they couldn't get it to go through. We had a peer-to-peer, and it was that they needed some type of
authorization.
Yeah, authorization. And so instead of being able to do that, he said, it's bone on bone, and we got it okay, and he was done on Monday.
You know, here's the other thing. These carriers all have portals for brokers and agents. So they have a separate way of getting in touch with somebody that can solve the problem.
Correct.
Where they can go right in and say, hey, I've got the client that needed the knee replacement, same situation.
Correct.
They're able to go in, interface. She said they set up a peer-to-peer meeting, they got it resolved and got it done. You're not going to be able to do that.
Right.
You're going to get frustrated and angry, and you're not going to get the results you want. So my point in telling you all that is, take the time to use these folks. They're experts at what they do, and they can help you. Once again, open enrollment for Medicare is October 15th.
To December 7th.
December 7th. That's it. If you're on that Blue Cross plan, it's extended until December 31st here in the Kansas City Metro. And anywhere in the country where a carrier has pulled out, you would more than likely have that same opportunity. But you need to call and ask that question. Let Carol Lee help you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then ACA, once again, is November 15th?
November 1st.
November 1st. See,
to
I got
December 15th for a January effective date, and sometimes I'll do for a January 15th or February.
Okay. 877-385-2224. Anywhere in the country, they're happy to help you. The website, rpsbenefitsbydesigninc.com. And now I leave you with this thought from Dr. Martin Luther King. Americans must learn to live together as brothers and sisters, or we will surely perish together as fools. Truer words are never spoken. Thank you for watching, and thank you for listening to America's Healthcare Advocate today. Goodbye, America.